Well, a frog and a cricket, I tell you, one sat on a lily pad, one and two, on a summer's night, neath the ivory moon, and each sang out his own sweet tune.
While the frog was more of a baritone, he yodeled with a painful moan.
The cricket had a treble range, a single note he would not change.
Rump, said the frog, you pipsqueak, you, that twittering racket will not do. Why don't you shut your tiny face and listen to my velvet bass?
Well, it's not my face, I fiddle my feet to make this note both tart and sweet. Stop your croaking and you soon will see you can learn how to sing from me.
Well, at this, the frog took a gulp of air and belched it back with a trombone blare. How's that, you cousin of a bumblebee?
It has volume but lacks quality. The cricket then put his leg to his cheek and made this makeshift fiddle squeak, till through the swamp bugs raised a limb, a million crickets answered him.
Well, the frog confessed that the cricket had won, and he wished this duel had not begun, for his head was drilled by that twittering tune, and he looked up sadly at the moon, and let his long black tongue unroll, and swallowed down that cricket hole, thus put his music to a stop, and jumped from his pad with a great loud plop.
Now wait, the moral of this tale shall be appended, never fail. The popularity a winning start is not the last test of good art. No, no, popularity a winning start is not the last test of good art.
This is the age of the half-read page and the quick hash and the mad dash, the bright night with nerves tight and the plain hop and the brief stop. The lamp tan in a short span and the big shot in a good spot, and the brain strain and the heart pain and the catnap still the spring snap. And the fun done. This is the age of righteous rage and the slaughter of men on Highway 10, the jobless many without a penny, and a play at being good for business we should. And the tight squeeze if we do as we please, and the mighty machines make men not worth beans, and the fight to survive in this busy beehive, and the final gun, and down goes the sun. And the fun done. Well, this is the age of a war on war, and the desire to know what makes men go, the search for life in unending strife, and the terrible quest that knows no rest, and the colored race that must find its place, the need for love and the spirit-filled dove, and the place of man in the infinite plan, and the questions come and the muted drum. And the fun done.
He came from the east, and I came from the west.
On the 17th of August in 1962, a young boy of 18 became one of the few to whisper a prayer and answer freedom's call. The bullets ripped his body from the east side of the wall. He staggered and he fell with freedom just in reach. He with his pain must learn, the guards with guns must teach. East German guards stood silent, guns still aimed at his head. The tourists on the west side heard him plead as he bled.
We came to the wall as brothers in our quest. He came from the east and I came from the west.
No one moved to help him, and that hour crept so slow. He bled to death so slowly, his life did ebb and flow. He looked one last time at that barrier so tall and breathed his last breath on the east side of the wall. How many unsung heroes flee death behind that wall? How many of our brothers die where we can't see them fall? How many walls of cement block are bathed in brothers' blood? How long must we stand helpless in Berlin's red-stained mud?
We came to the wall as brothers in our quest. He came from the east and I came from the west. We came to the wall as brothers in our quest. He left from the east and I left from the west.
Let me ask you a question, my friend. What when the world runs down and the rind of the earth splits open and the Lord God comes around? Will the questions be of orbit or of space flights to the moon? When the world dies young of hunger, what when the world runs down? Well, let me ask you another question, my friend. What when the world runs down and the scroll of the sky curls burning and the Lord God comes around? Will the questions be of states' rights or of the rights of property? When the rights of a man lie smoking, what when the world?
I think we're ready. We have a lovely shelter and can hardly wait to hear the bomb explode.
Yeah.
It's planned with care. We've not been helter-skelter. Please notice our collapsible commode. It'll be a little crowded with us five.
With us five.
Grandma, wife, two children, dog, and me.
Grandma, wife, two children.
But I've a plan to keep us all alive, and I pass it on to fellow targets free.
Targets free.
The secret is use pills. They're very small, and they can be kept in paper, wood, or tin. We have pills to quiet babies when they bawl. and even pills to poison neighbors who break in. Oh, pills to keep the kids asleep for days.
Sleep for days.
Pills to cure the dog of worms and rabies.
Worms and rabies.
Pills to calm poor grandma's nervous face.
Nervous face.
And even pills to keep my wife from having babies. So in our cozy pill box underground, we'll be just as secure as any king. And while the world comes crashing all around, the five of us will sit and laugh and sing.
Sing what?
Ay-yo-lay, lay, ay-yo-lay, ay-yo-lay. My only worry is that somehow in the dark, now things might get switched around, and then just maybe the dog will fall asleep, the kids will bark, my wife get worms, and grandma have the baby.
A while ago was walking in this state below when he came to a nice white man's cafe and the waitress told him to move away. She said, "We don't serve Negroes here." He said, "But I didn't want to eat a Negro, only a hamburger." In Chicago town, the fact is known that you can get drunk in any zone, but if a black man wants to pray, most every church will bar his way. Funny thing, maybe they got the crosses on the wrong buildings. Well, I've heard some people state that the Negro crime rate is so great, but in New York City, in 1 year's time, the total came to $39, less than Billy Saul Estes gained in one fell swoop. Can't blame the people, really, since Billy Saul was a good churchman. Now, my nephew and his little black friend used to play together when, one fine day, they were agreeing that a spanking came if one got mean. Now, Abednego grabbed my nephew's toy and antagonized that little boy, so across the lap and down with the pants, and he was about to make his first advance. When he looked, finally said, "Abednego, do you wash?" Well, I've heard tell of Negroes smell, but let me ask you straight and well about the stink we white men raise when anything threatens our cliquish ways. Well, then look at their noses and fat lips. Well, look at your poses and fat hips. See, we expect the Negro to advance so much more with much less chance. We demand that he be a superior man. Then we fix it so he stays an inferior man. Well, I gotta think about my value of my property and besides, why don't they go back to Africa if they can't learn their place? And why can't the Negro take it slow and wait for the law to make it so? Why does he have to demonstrate when all it results in is more hate? Did you ever read about those renegades that dumped the tea in Boston Bay? Talk about nonviolence. They killed those British regiments. Yeah, but they were our ancestors. And besides, they only wanted freedom. Some say the world will end in fire. Some say it'll end in ice. From what I've tasted of desire, I hold with those who favor fire. But if it should have to perish twice, I think I know enough of hate to know that for destruction, ice is also great. hand would suffice. Robert Frost said that. Smart man.
On the road to Mississippi, in June of 64, three young men went to show the world what freedom's for. Mike Schwerner, Andrew Goodman, and Dark James Cheney, too, dared to stand together, which few men dared to do.
They were three of a kind, in color not the same, of a same mind, but each a different name. In the deck are many who wouldn't play the game, and in our hearts we can find room to be three of a kind.
Down in blood-drenched Mississippi, gamblers waited in the night, waiting for young victims who worked for civil rights to smash their hands with clubs and cheat to win the game, then bury them in secret to leave us just their names. James Cheney was held captive, for his color was too black. Schwerner and Goodman also held because the hand was stacked. You can't beat a full house at the table of hate, and you can't call a misdeal when the law has sealed your fate.
They were three of a kind, in color not the same, of a same mind, but each a different name. In the deck are many who wouldn't play the game, and in our hearts we can find room to be three of a kind.
No one knew what happened or how the hand was lost. A big reward was offered, a gambler's coin was tossed. One squeal, deep in mud, three of a kind were found, the bodies torn and broken by white gamblers all around. Now the bayous are so silent, but true men still live in fear. The murder mobs arrested twice, yet murder's in the air. White gamblers roam the countryside with chains still in their hands. Blood and smoke are rising from the hatred in this land.
They were three of a kind, in color not the same, of a same mind, but each a different name. In the deck are many who wouldn't play the game, and in our hearts we can find room to be free of a
America, America, killing the prophets and slaying those who are sent to you. How oft would I have gathered your children as a hen gathers her brood. But ye would not. Behold, your house is desolate. For I tell you, you will not see me again until you say, bless. blessed be he who comes in the name of the Lord, in the name of the Lord. In the end, man destroyed the heaven that was called earth. The earth had been beautiful until the spirit of man moved over it and destroyed all things. Man said, "Let there be darkness." And there was darkness. And man liked the darkness, so he called the darkness security. And he divided himself into races and religions and classes of society. And there was evening and no morning on the seventh day before the end.
And man said, "Let there be a strong government to control us in our darkness. Let there be armies to control our bodies, so that we may learn to kill one another neatly and efficiently in our darkness. Let us hunt down those who speak the truth at home and abroad, because we want our darkness." And there was no evening and no morning on the sixth day before the end.
Then man said, "Let there be rockets and bombs to kill faster and easier." And there were gas chambers and laser rays to be more thorough. And it was the fifth day before the end.
And man said, "Let there be drugs and other forms of escape. For there is this constant annoyance, reality, that is disturbing our comfort." And it was the fourth day before the end.
And man said, "Let there be division among the nations, so that we may know who is our common enemy." Third day before the end.
Finally, man said, "Let us create God in our own image, lest some other God compete with us. Let us say God thinks as we think, and hates as we hate, and kills as we kill." And it was the second day before the end.
On the last day, there was a great noise on the face of the earth. Fire consumed the beautiful globe. And there was silence. The blackened earth now rested to worship the one true God. And God saw all that man had done. And in the silence over the smoldering remains, he wept.
"My Lord and my God, my death and my rising, purge with thy rod mine ancient past. Lift me up from the tyrannizing of death, lean death at last. And lo, proud death lies still. My Lord and my God, in death and in arising, gaunt was the sun for the fearful strife. Cold was the stream for the dread baptizing of him who rose to life. And lo, the world is aflame, aflame, aflame. But my Lord and my God, in death and in arising, strong be mine arm for the harrowing war. Tune my soul to the strange revising when death doth rule no more. And lo, all life is
There are those who ask of the sun,
why do I live here on this tiny globe?
And the sun hides behind a cloud. And there are those who ask of the sky,
from where do I come, O jewel-colored vault?
And the sky hides itself in night. And there are those who ask of the stars,
where then do I go when I leave this mold?
But the stars fade into dawn. Having asked the question, many flee. Yes, dreading any answer, many flee. Well, some may flee in terror when silence answers them. They fear the very thing that would set them free. But don't expect just the rainbows to unfold. And don't expect just the sunshine and sapphire dawn. For thunder lives in answers, lightning dwells there too. For rainbows are the children of a sun and a
When the cosmos was big and man stood small, science was off limits. And behind a wall, God stood alone where men could not be, in the garden of microbiology. Astrophysics, biochemistry, he alone knew in social science about propaganda, computer reliance, and political power with H-bomb alliance. Well, God walked alone and pondered on those who had not yet discovered chemical clothes. And God said, "The natural order is public domain. I declare Eden open for man again." Oh, his heart leapt up as the crowds pouring in examined the secrets of is and has been. Statisticians began counting noses, and experts studied the dew on the roses. Rock hounds and geologists chipped at the earth, and geneticists studied the mysteries of birth. And a rocket was raised as a memorial where man reasoned that E equals MC square. But then the new God spoke. Who knows earth's secrets must surely be God, to think that we fell for that pious old fraud. He'll have to get used to being shoved around by people now that the facts have been found. Well, God kept the place clean as best he could, picked up the beer cans, brought fireplace wood. And he got to keep the garbage of war and 1,000 lost golf balls, less or more. But very few knew him or came to see where God met death at about 33. He died with a salesman for technology, and they found him impaled on a barbed wire tree. And at the funeral, two or three gathered around and sang as they lowered him into the ground. Nearer, my God, to thee. More's the pity. And wrote on his tombstone, J. Walter Mitty. Well, in the garden of knowledge, the planets look small compared to across space rockets stand tall. Compassion and praise that men once agreed in, they buried with God in a tomb east of Eden. A man gain from all his toil? The words of King Solomon. Vanity, vanity, says the king in Jerusalem. The wind blows south and goes round to the north, round and round goes the wind. And on its circuit the wind returns, round and round goes the wind.
A generation comes and a generation goes, but the earth is here to stay. The sun comes up and the sun goes down and hurries to the place where it lay. And the wind blows south and goes round to the north, round and round goes the wind. And on its circuit the wind returns, round and round goes the wind.
All the streams flow down to the sea, but the sea does not extend. And to the place where the stream doth flow, there will it flow once again.
And the wind blows south and goes round to the north, round and round goes the wind. And on its circuit the wind returns, round and round goes the wind.
Has been done, will be done. All things are full of weariness. There is nothing new beneath the sun. And the wind blows south and goes round to the north. Round and round goes the wind. And on its circuit the wind returns. Round and round goes the wind.
Reeves, we're amazed at your lack of taste. It proves what we've been saying all along. Bright-eyed radicals are always wrong. Being clubbed to death is a terrible waste.
And making wrong moves for the wrong reasons. Don't rush the seasons. The winter of our discontent is with us until spring. So if it doesn't break the courthouse glass, let freedom ring.
legislation and debate at a stately pace have proceeded for about 100 years. There is no need for us to shed white tears. Is this the way to save the human race?
By treaties of peace,
for the right
sweet land of liberties,
not rust the seasonings,
the land where my fathers died, land of the pilgrim's pride.
So if it doesn't break the courthouse glass, let freedom ring. Now, was your death protest or an accident? Being clubbed down in a Selma street? Did you want to die getting your head beat? Did you really know what your bloody death meant? Now, Reeves, your blood will not tip the scales. We need more to fill the pool. Your death is only added to the fixed rule. Spilling white drops in a pool of black blood and making wrong moves for the wrong reasons. Don't rush the sea. The winter of our discontent is with us until spring. So if it doesn't break the courthouse glass, let freedom
upon me because I am black, for the sun has looked upon me. My mother's children lashed whips on my back because they despised me. I am black but comely, O ye daughters of Jerusalem. As the tents of Kedar, as the curtains of Solomon, they made me the keeper of the vineyards. A slave I have been while you slept. My father's children have taken away their guards, but mine own vineyard I have not kept. I am black, but comely, O ye daughters of Jerusalem. As the tents of Kedar, as the curtains of Solomon. Tell me, where do you find food in this land? And where do you rest in peace? I would pitch a tent with my own hand if the storms would only cease. I am black, but comely, O ye daughters of Jerusalem. As the tents of Kedar, as the curtains of Solomon. He came human.
without speech, just the low cry of every child aborn.
Not much here, Diogenes. Careful with that lantern in the straw. The wind on a winter's night works mischief with a flame.
He came sightless, save for blurred snatches of the light, blind as any child at birth.
Well, screw the microscope into its case, collapse the telescope, and lend unscientific hands to tend a babe born in the blood of child.
He could not raise his head gently now to hold him straight, the backbone's weak, support him well.
His fingers grope, but no chance to press the button that would blow us all to kingdom gone. But which century was it, my friend? E.K.
E.K. Do not wake the newborn child, but let him sleep the night.
The TV's off.
And the world'll keep until tomorrow.
Well, I guess if Herod's men are tired.
Stars fell on Bethlehem,
or was it Birmingham?
No one sleeps.
Keep watch.
For he has promises to keep.
And miles to go.
From the beginning of time and eternity, there have existed rules for you and me. Now the reason for this is not too clear. Why should we have anything to fear? You know the law of gravity and of motion, the orbit of planets and the tides of the ocean. But it seems to me that we should be free to do things the way we think they should be. And besides, you can't legislate morals.
You cannot legislate morals. For love and hate, I am sad to state, you just can't legislate.
Back in paradise there was a rule, but Eve thought she could play it cool. So tempted by Satan, she took the fruit, then got old Adam to follow suit. They both tasted of the fruit that day, and then a voice from heaven was heard to say,
I thought I told you not to touch that tree.
Adam looked up and said, you talking to me? But God, you can't legislate morals. No, you can't legislate morals. For love and hate, I am sad to state, you just can't legislate.
Well now, in Moses' time, rules were necessary, so devotion of the people would never vary. But to the top of Mount Sinai he did climb, to receive the commandments for all mankind. But when he came back down, he had quite a surprise, for the people were dancing there before his eyes. And he saw the calf, and his temper grew hotter, and he said,
you grind that thing up and drink some gold water.
But Moses, you can't
legislate morals. You cannot legislate morals. For love and hate, I am sad to state, you just can't legislate.
Well, Jesus spoke from a mountain too, something that sounded a lot like a rule. But we didn't fall for that line, I'm sure, because no one could ever be quite that pure.
And besides,
you can't legislate
morals.
Well, I think you get the idea of this song. We'll skip over the Bill of Rights and the Magna Carta and sort of bring a little more up to date.
Well, the Supreme Court finally got around to make a rule that every little kid was free to go to any school. Now lily-white mommies with their lily-white laws are singing to the courts through their lily-white jaws.
You can't legislate morals.
No,
you cannot legislate morals.
Well, now we have civil rights, but we don't have civil whites.
And sores on our country are erupting into fights.
And up and down the land they tell us do what's right.
So let's all wear colored glasses, so we can't tell black from white.
Right. Well, now, the moral of the story, I'll tell it true. Do unto others before they do in you. For you know that only the fittest will survive. And it is so very important that we stay alive. Like Christ, John Huss, Dietrich Bonhoeffer, John Kennedy,
Medgar Evers,
Paul Carlson. Well, but, you know, you can't
legislate morals. No.
You cannot
legislate morals.
For love and hate, I am sad to say, you just can't legislate.
This has been a paid political announcement from the Citizens for Backlash Committee.
Cannot fly, I will not avow. For my faith is built on who, not how.
Prepare to abandon ship. Prepare to abandon ship right now. Prepare to abandon ship. My faith is built on who, not how. Prepare to abandon ship.
Did God create all in a few short hours? Can we ever know his mighty powers? Our time and space but crumbling towers. Prepare to abandon ship.
Was Adam one man or all mankind? And are only the Jewish people blind? Does religion just play with the human mind?
Prepare to abandon ship. Prepare to abandon ship right now. Prepare to abandon ship. For my faith is built on who, not how. Prepare to abandon ship.
Who told me that white is superior? That colored skin is inferior. Is judgment really based on exterior? Prepare to abandon ship.
But if I find that I cannot agree with you, but later discover that it was true, do I still go down with the ship and crew?
Prepare to abandon ship. Prepare to abandon ship right now. Prepare to abandon ship. My faith is built on who, not how. Prepare to abandon ship.
My faith stands firm in this fearful pace.
For God still sends forth his love and grace.
His truth goes out to the entire human race.
and I can love all that which is commonplace.
For God did all my guilt erase.
Yes, he bore in his body my disgrace. Prepare to abandon a ship. Prepare to abandon a ship right now. Prepare to abandon a ship. My faith is built on who?